You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Your voice.
Your station.
Your open line.
Walk the talk with Clement Manyathela
on 702.
So, I quickly want to bring in Mazhar Farooqi, who is a Dubai-based investigative journalist and senior editor at Khaleej Times, which is a local daily newspaper that is published in the UAE. It's a local daily. Thank you so much for making time, Mazhar. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm all right. Thank you for coming on. It really has been difficult trying to get information coming out of Dubai around the arrest of the Gupta brothers. What do you understand to have taken place? Because we in South Africa still don't know about the circumstances of the arrest. We don't know for sure if they're still in jail and whether or not they've applied for bail.
Well, as far as we know now, they are behind bars. They are in a prison. Which jail, we don't know. It could be the central prison in Awir or one of the police stations here. But they are in custody along with other criminals. There is no special treatment made out to them. So Dubai, they treat everyone equally. But from what we understand, that this is going to be a long, protracted legal battle. Because what typically happens is when extradition matters are heard, there's a special tribunal of 3 judges that hears all extradition matters, and that decision can be appealed. So it depends on how strongly South Africa puts up its case.
Yeah.
So we are looking at several weeks, if not a few months.
Okay. And then in terms of the laws in Dubai, when someone is arrested, how soon thereafter do they need to appear in court? I mean, here, within 48 hours, you've got to at least appear in court. In Dubai, how does it work? Can you stay a week before you appear in court, or is there a stipulated time?
There is a stipulated time, but these are extraordinary circumstances. We're talking about someone who is wanted in another country. And while South Africa and UAE do have a treaty which was ratified, I think, last year, so I think things are going to move quickly, because UAE, I can tell you, is no country for bad people. They're very strict with laws. And they don't harbor criminals. And if you see, for the first time, the Ministry of Justice here, he went on record to say that they will pull out all the stops. So, which is a significant achievement, a statement from him to say that they're going to pull all the stops and they will cooperate with agencies in South Africa to have him sent. But of course, we have to follow the due legal process, which, as I said, the matter will go to a special tribunal of 3 judges, which will hear the matter. And then in case the judges rule that he can be extradited, then the Guptas can appeal to the court of cassation. So that will take a few more days. And if the accused rejects the extradition request, which in this case is very likely to happen, then the prosecution will weigh the documents submitted by South African government and see whether there's enough meet in it. Now, what can work in favor of the Guptas in this case is Article 3 of the treaty. Now, Article 3 of the treaty says that only if the criminal is punishable by an offense in both countries, then he can be extradited.
Yeah.
So in this case, we don't know whether he has done any crime in the UAE. So, in all likelihood, the lawyers will take shield of this Article 3 of the treaty, which says that, like, if the suspect is punishable, has done an offense which is punishable with 1 year or more, or includes taxation or custom offense in both countries, then they will, then it's a fit case. Mm-hmm. But in this case, the likelihood of them having done an offense is very remote, because they were living a very quiet life, although they were living in luxury. So,
which is what I wanted to understand. What you guys understand as journalists in Dubai about the lives that the Gupta family is living there. Here, it was a very colorful life, luxurious. Like, are they out and about there in Dubai? Are they living large, or have they literally gone to ground?
Well, they were living very large, larger than life, I would say, because they were living in one of the poshest localities here, which is called the Emirates Hill. and they were living together as a family with something like 35 people attending them, 35 workers, servants, in a 10-bedroom massive villa, which has we have been told interiors done by top designers, and sofas which were used by Russian czars or Michael Jackson. So they were living life king size. I mean, with the kind of money that they have, they can afford to do that. Mm. But still, they were kind of lying low. They're not mixing with people. They were not very sociable. But you don't have to. If you have a massive 10-bedroom apartment, like a mansion, with 35 servants look after you. So they were kind of... They were under the radar.
Mazar Farooqi, thank you so much for making time. I really appreciate it. And I think we'll get in touch when there are some developments around the arrest of the Gupta family. Mazar Farooqi is a Dubai-based investigative journalist. He's a senior editor at Khaliji Times. It's a local English daily newspaper. And I thought we should bring him in because it's just been difficult to get information around what transpired. Have they appeared in court? Have they not? Sometimes even our government doesn't speak with authority. You don't get the sense that they've got all the information that they need. Even the NPA, everything is just hush-hush. So I thought we should bring in someone who is in Dubai, who may give us a thing or two that we don't yet understand.